Happy Saturday, beautiful people. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I want to thank everybody who was praying for me because I was under the weather and I just don't know what happened. But I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for the Most High God. Sickness is a part of our humanity. We all get sick, and fortunately we do get better. I am a believer, and I hung on to my faith, and I'm thankful to be with you. And I hate that, you know, I was trying to figure out what would be my episode, what would be the topic of this episode after being away for a while. There were so many things I wanted to talk to you about, but I want to just remember a young lady and talk about some life lessons. That is the young lady out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Sade Robinson. First of all, I just send condolences and prayers of comfort and peace to her family. I cannot even imagine what they must feel like. This is every parent's worst nightmare, to not only lose your child in such a horrific way, but then to have to, you know, try to find her body parts. And that is, you know, what is so terrible. And this is so evil. This crime was such an evil crime. It was premeditated. It was planned by the killer. And life is ironic sometimes. Apparently, Sade was really happy about being able to go out on a date with this guy. She had even told a coworker or a friend that she was excited. And 19 years old, she seemed like a very nice young lady in college, working, just doing positive things. And it is definitely spiritual. I cannot tell you all enough that spiritual warfare is real. There is a real spirit and force of darkness, and all it wants to do is overshadow light, is to destroy light. And it seemed that Sade was a source of light. And I'm going to share just a few things about the story, but I ask that everyone lift up her family and her friends. This is something that, I mean, I'm not related. I will never forget this. It will stick with me for the rest of my life. So I know that her family, every single day, they're going to be thinking about her. And it's going to be hard not to think about how her life ended. So if you're not familiar with the story, I am going to put a link to one of the many news articles that have been written about it. I think I'm going to put the one in there by CNN. This young lady, 19 years old. I think she was 19 years old. She goes out on a date with a 33-year-old guy. I don't know the details about how she met the guy, when she met the guy, but they went out on a date. She met him out. And according to the news stories, at some point they went out. Her phone records reveal that she had gone to the guy's apartment. And the next thing you know, the phone records reveal that the last time they got some kind of ping from her phone was at the park where her body parts were found. So she went on this guy, went on a date. She was brutally killed, probably sexually assaulted, but they're probably not able to confirm that because of he dismembered her body. He has been arrested. I don't think he's made a comment or statement or anything like that. And it's just heartbreaking. This may have some racial undertones. Sade Robinson is an African-American young lady, and the killer was non-black. occasion. So I don't know if that's going to come out, but I'm sure they will do some background research on this killer and alleged killer. But you know, I'm just gonna say killer. Y'all can try to sue me if you want to. They're gonna do some background information on him, and they'll be able to find out more about him. This is always tough, because when I do bad thought therapy is all about helping people have the right kind of thoughts that will protect them, that will lead to a more peaceful life, a more productive life, a more honorable and righteous life. And so I'm going to talk about some life lessons that we can learn from this tragedy. When people die, those who remain have a chance to reflect on that loss and that situation and learn. And unfortunately, there are lessons from the grave that we can learn from these tragedies, and prayerfully they will in some way help another person not go through this. So I talk about this quite a bit. We live in a new age now, and I'm still amazed that people are dating online. I don't know if this is her situation, but I'm just talking about this dating thing in general. Especially when you're meeting people online. So the first thing is, when you, now you have to be super, super careful. I mean, killers have always existed everywhere in the world, but it just seems to me that people, there's more crime. Maybe there's not, and it just seems that way, but there seems to be just more senseless, violent crimes like this, and that involve dating. So number one, I strongly recommend never, ever, 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 ever going out with anybody you don't know. Even when it's in a public setting, what I recommend, if you decide to, that you might be interested in someone, is to really vet that person out first to get to know them. So I would say it's probably safe to have some phone conversations. You can always tell where a person's heart and mind is, because whatever is in a person's heart and whatever is in a person's mind is going to come out through his or her mouth. I'm going to say that again. If you want to know what a person is thinking, what's in a person's heart, they're going to communicate that in some way by what they say. And pay very close attention to what people are focused on when they open their mouths. If they're focused on sex, it's going to come out in the conversation. If they are focused on money, it's going to come out in the conversation. If they're focused on something that is good, like they're focused on family and, you know, doing positive things, it's going to come out in the conversation. The reason why you want to vet people and spend a little time talking to them, because anybody can try to be deceptive. Most people get snared and get caught up into traps because of deception. But if you talk to a person, you give yourself time. Time is the greatest security system you could ever, ever have. If you would just give yourself time to vet out a person, then the person is going to eventually say what's in their heart and mind. They can only pretend so long. Evil people are patient, I'm telling you this, but they can only hold back what's in their heart and mind for so long. So you have to talk to people. You know, you got to get to know what's in their heart and mind. And here's the more important thing. When you hear red flags, don't ignore them. You can just save yourself a lot of bad memories. You can save yourself a lot of time if you don't ignore red flags, and you don't just politely and respectfully let people go. When you hear that red flag coming out of that person's mouth, you just have to let people go. Because if you do survive the situation, then you're left with all these terrible bad memories and aggravation and frustration and wasted time. And in some cases, people give a little bit more. They have given their bodies, they've given their money, they've given, you know, all everything to this person, only to realize that this person was evil, or darkness is what is amplified in them. And it's just not worth it. And so I just want to say, listen to people. Don't get involved. We do it backwards. Many people, we get involved before we get to know. Talk to a person. Another thing, and I had this conversation with my students, is you should always do your research when deciding whether or not you're going to go out on a date. The internet has so many good things about it. I mean, we talk about all the bad stuff, but there's some good things. You can do a Google search on any person. You can also Google their pictures. Google can do what I guess you call it, a reverse picture search, where you put in a person's picture, then pictures that match that person's image will pop up. But you need to, your life is worth it. You're priceless. There's no price tag that anybody can put on your life. And it's worth just taking a few moments to do some research and Google that person's name and get information and see if things line up, and then see, you know, what pops up. Because if a person, in this case, this man did have a history of violence. So people are not schizophrenic. They don't just wake up one morning and they do something different. If a person has been violent in the past, they're going to be violent in the present and future. If a person, more likely, that's a 99% chance. Yes, there are rare cases where people check. Whatever a person has done in the past, they're probably going to do in the present. And that is because to change and to transform and evolve takes a lot of time. And most people, it's not that they can't get better, they don't want to do the work. It takes an enormous amount of work to be better, to change your life, and to stay transformed. Because people can always revert back, they can relapse, whatever you want to call it. But most people remain the same because that's not what our society promotes. It is not focused on the spiritual and mental and emotional evolution of a person. It's all physical. It's money, it's materialism, it's external stuff. To do that internal work, and that's why I do Bad Thought Therapy, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes focus. So when you see a person, whatever they've done in the past, whatever they did, you know, 10 years from ago or 20 years from ago, they're probably doing it today. And that's because, unless they've done the work. So look up people. You can do a background check just by getting a person's name and a little bit of information, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to do a background check on a person, and you can vet that person out if you're going to go out and meet this person. Now, if you decide to go out, in this case, she met the guy out, which is a good thing. If you are going to go out, she met him in a public place. They apparently had dinner, and that's okay if you're doing that in a very highly, place where it's populated, a lot of people. Be careful though, like I told my students, when you go out, about what you're eating, you're drinking around people. People can put stuff in your food, they can put stuff in your drink. And then once you are under the influence of these chemicals, they can take advantage of you. And this happens, unfortunately, so much. And so she did meet the guy out, but here's something she did that I strongly discourage. Please do not go back to a person's apartment or to their house. You don't know what's in a person's house. You don't know what is in a person's apartment. You don't know what traps they have there. You don't know if they have other people there. Every single day, especially women, get hurt by doing this. We're just living in an age now where so much sickness, it can be nurtured because it's so much out there. There is so much perversion and evil that just, if a person, you know, is weak and they're going to feed themselves with that, they have access to it now more than they ever did. So just like we have access to a lot of good things, informative things and positive things, there's a lot of dark stuff out there. And so people can just get a good daily diet of that stuff and they feed themselves, and then the next thing you know, they act on it just like this killer did. She was not only, again, I believe she probably was sexually assaulted. She was killed. She was dismembered. Her body was, body parts were spread all over the city. And you guys, believe it or not, it's not the first time this happened. There's something going on. And so I just want to warn you, you know, if you go out, don't go back to a person's house. It's not worth it. And if a person, and this is another red flag, when a person, you know, has something to hide, they're not going to be receptive of you feeling safe. I believe that a real righteous person, a man, would want you to feel safe. So they're like, okay, well, here's my name. You know, you can check me out. They don't have anything to hide. When people are hiding something and they're trying to not let you know everything, that's a red flag. And you don't need to be a sleuther, try to be a detective. You know, one of the things I believe in strongly, and this is so easy, as you get older, you can, it's easier. Just live and let live. Let people go. When people show you that their heart and minds are warped or distorted, are not focused on the right thing, you don't have to hate them. You don't have to put them down. You don't really have to talk about them. Just let them go. Just let them live their life, but live yours. Because when you get entangled with these people, again, you're risking your life. You're risking your sanity. You're risking your money. You're risking your health. It's just, nothing is worth it. Live and let live. Some people can be in the front row of your life, and some people have to be in the balcony. Some people should never have VIP status in your life. If you sit in the street, you can wave, but keep walking. If they call you or contact you, you can be respectful. If it's you know, if it's a situation where you can be cordial, but don't give them access to your life. You can forgive them. You can accept apologies, but you can deny access. You just don't have to deal with people when they show you who they are. And I'm all for, you know, bad thought therapy. I'm all for transformation. But here's the thing, when a person has really transformed, they would have done several things to be better. If you can't see where they read some books, or they went to some kind of counseling program, or they, you know, they're in a group or something, they have a change. They could have the desire to change. They could really want to be different. But every desire is not going to change anything. It takes real action. It takes work. There's that old saying that the only time you will see success before work is in the dictionary. And it's so true. Most people, they live in their heads. I had to find this out the hard way at 58 years old. They live in their heads. So in their minds, you know, there's something different. But then when you ask them, you start to ask questions like, okay, did you go to some kind of therapy? Did you go to some kind of class? Did you read some books? You know, did you talk to somebody? No, 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 and no. So no, they have not changed. And it doesn't mean that that person is a bad person. It doesn't mean that they can't be respected. Just don't deal with them. This young lady is gone. Again, I'm not going to forget the story. I'm probably going to think of the story every day. So I can't even imagine what her family, her mother, and her family and her friends, the people that knew her, she seemed like a beautiful source of light. So those are some powerful lessons. Just to recap, number one, be careful about with whom you interact. Really take some time to get to know people. You know, I'm on social media. At the end of 2022, I deleted all my social media, my personal Twitter, my personal Instagram, my Facebook, you can deactivate. So I deactivated. For a year, I was off social media. I kept my business pages. In 2023, I got back on social media, reactivated my Facebook page, and I started a new Twitter page, because with Twitter, you have to start over again. Since I have been on social media, I have had so many fake people contact me, like bots, and on Facebook, a lot of fake profiles. Now, what I normally do is, if someone sends me a friend request and I go through the page and I don't see anything too crazy, I will accept the friend request. Then, almost without fail, when it's a man, they will send me a message through Messenger, and I don't have any social media on my phone. I know that these profiles are fake. I know that there are not that many widowed black men trying to talk to me. There are 8 billion people on the planet, and nobody knows me. I like being in a place of obscurity. So how is it that I get 5 different people who say that they're widows and they're black men, and they're inboxing me, messaging me? Those are fake profiles. It's probably somebody that I know directly or indirectly. Now, what I do is I don't respond. In the past, when anybody, well, I would, you know, accept a friend request, and somebody would inbox me or message me, what I used to do is immediately block them and delete them. Today, I don't do that. If they message me, I don't even respond. So it's just there. Without fail, 8 times out of 10, when I don't respond, and I'm just, you know, somebody may message me, but I do know, when I go through those messages, they're gone. Those messages are unavailable. The profiles are gone, because those were fake, and I know it. What I often think about, though, is the women who are so desperate, because there are a lot of women out there, they're desperate. I'm talking about, I'm almost 59. You got women my age, you got women older than I am. They're desperate to be in a romantic relationship. And I don't know why at this point in 2024, they don't realize that the likelihood of them being in a healthy romantic relationship is less than 1%. So why even play with that? It's like playing Russian roulette with your life. You have to let it go. You have to make peace. You just have to make peace that it's not going to happen. And it's not happening anywhere. Nobody is seeing it, you know, and if it does happen, okay, it's probably, yeah, and I always say 10% of the time, you may see a real, genuine and true story where it's healthy and it's righteous, but it's just not happening. And I'm done with trying to psychoanalyze why it's not happening, but many people will fall for these fake profiles. That's why over and over and over again, there's news story after news story where women have lost thousands of dollars. They've given some stranger, some person over in another country, or somebody they're looking at or know, and this person has set up a fake profile. And what amazes me is when the person asks for something. See, again, this is what you have to understand. Whatever is in a person's heart, it's going to come out of their mouth. If you want to know what a man is thinking or a woman is thinking, just listen to what they say or what they write or what they put out. And what I'm amazed at is women, because they fall, I don't know why, they fall for these fake profiles. They end up some kind of way, at some point, the man has to have asked them for money, and they give it. And they've never seen these people before. They don't know these people. Again, why would somebody, 8 billion people, randomly try to befriend me and try to inbox me? Why? I don't know, and I don't talk to strangers. And so that's the thing that I really want to emphasize. You have to stop talking to strangers. You can't go to strangers' personal spaces. You can't, and I'm not saying everybody is bad out there. There's maybe some people, but talk to people. Get to know what's in their head, what they're focused on. I hate to say it, but most of them, you know, they're not righteous people. They're just out here trying to get whatever they can get, and they're living for their flesh. And this young lady is gone, but there are thousands of women every year that get killed the same way. Thousands of women get finessed out of that money. I don't get it. I've had people ask me for money. I've had people make references to money or suggest things about what I have or my money. And I'm just amazed, because the first time I hear that, I can never, ever, ever be romantically, what is the word I want to use, interested in that person. Because that's not what I'm not a bank. I'm not an ATM. I'm not, but people do it. So please be careful. There are people out here, I don't get it. From the time they wake up until the time they go to bed, they're going to just do evil. And they're going to take, they're trying to figure out a way to get. They're not giving anything. They may even pretend like they're going to give. They're going to give, because if you're going to give, you're just going to give. You have to ask, you never have to ask the person, can you give? You just start giving. But y'all, I'm serious. It is terrifying, but she is gone. It is brutal. I'm hoping that the guy will get the death penalty. I don't know if it's, I got to look that up, if Wisconsin has the death penalty. They're made, when he gets into prison, there, you know, some people are going to find out, and he may have to be in protective holdings or whatever, because when people find out what he did, same place where, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer did what he did and other people, something going on in Wisconsin. I don't know what it is, baby, but something is going on out there in Wisconsin. So that's the whole with Jeffrey Dahmer. I can't think of the other guy that was in Wisconsin too, that was before Jeffrey Dahmer, but there's some stuff going on. Y'all, please pray. Pray her for her family. Pray for people's eyes to be open. I am praying for all of these fake profile people to be revealed and uncovered. Whatever people do in the darkness, bring it to the light. I am praying for women to be strong. Just let these people go. They got a new term now. I got tickled when my daughter first told me about the hobo sexuals, the men that get with women just to live with them, just to live off of them. But then I heard recently a new term, and it was, after that, y'all got to stop. They're hospice husbands. And this is for people in my age group where they're men. Now, I've been talking, I didn't have that term, but I've been talking about this for the last 25 years, how men squander their youth. And then when they get older, you know, this is when they want to try to find somebody they can use and take advantage of and settle down with, because they want the benefits. Because many women are, because they, in their youth, you know, they were working hard and doing the right thing. And now they got that term, hospice husband. I can't. But it's all fake. And so the point I'm trying to make is, there are fake people out there, but you don't have to be a victim to them. You don't have to go through this, because guess what? All you have to do is live and let live. When you see people, again, it's gonna come out of the mouth. They're gonna say something to let you know what they're focused on. And yes, people can pretend, and yes, they can act like they're nice and they're not, but that can only happen so long, because people can only fake it so long. Denzel Washington is a great actor. But even he sometimes, you know, he can't fool people. So please, y'all, don't get fooled. This is a sad situation that doesn't have to happen. Be safe out there. Keep your eyes open, your ears open. And don't, I didn't have enough time for this one. I got to do another part of this. I'm going to stop this one and come back. Beautiful people, I'm just adding a little bit more on this, because I've sort of talked about the problem and I want to talk about the solution. This is just the second part of the Sade Robinson episode that I'm doing, Lessons from the Grave. I hate this happened to her. I just grieve hearing about stories like this. This happens so much, where women are losing their lives. Some losing their money, They're losing their safety. It is just so unfortunate. There was another case I was reading about today, and I won't get into it, but it was a lady, she had to get a restraining order from her boyfriend, who is a boxer. And when she was describing the things that he was doing to her, it was just horrific. I could imagine it. And I just, for some reason, I believe what she said. And this happens, and it's because, and so I'm going to talk about a little bit how to avoid it. So first of all, as I said before, really try to get to know people before you get involved. Talk to people before you start being around them. What's in a person's head and what's in a person's heart is going to come directly out of his mouth. You don't have to be around a person. You can just listen. They're gonna let you know if sex is on their mind, if they are focused on money, if they're focused on righteousness, and they're not going to be able to pretend for so long. Yes, I realize that people can be deceptive and pretend and, you know, in those kind of things, because that's how a lot of people do get tricked. But if you just give yourself some time, which is the greatest security system, it's going to come out. You're going to find out about a person's values, what they're focused on, what they believe in, period. The other thing is, do some background information. Get some background information. Put some pictures online. You'd be amazed at what Google can do. Google can help you. I mean, this technology is amazing. And if somebody has had a record or done some things that they shouldn't do, it's going to pop up. And so you want to make sure that people are who they are. This is just a scientific fact. Most people do the same things so throughout their lives. So if a person has had a history of violence or whatever they've been doing since they were young, they're probably going to keep doing it. It's not that people can't change. I have to emphasize this. People can change, but to really change your core character, it takes an enormous amount of work. You have to be brutally honest with yourself, which most people can't get past. Because most people, when they are confronted with their evil, with their bad or whatever, they're going to either deny, they're going to either trivialize or minimize. They're going to not want to face it. And I got to do a whole podcast on that. I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, why is it just so hard for people to say, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I was evil. Yeah, I was wrong. And I think it's because from the time we're born, we are shamed for doing wrong and when we make mistakes. And instead of helping people learn how to face their mistakes and how to work through it and how all of us make mistakes so we can't be judgmental, people work so hard to hide their mistakes. And denying is a way, it's a way of self-preservation, or it's the way of trying to hide the evil that they do. It's just another way of just trying to survive in a society where you can't really be on an island, even if you wanted to. And so we have to deal with that. At some point, we have to begin to deal with that. But most people don't change. So if they were violent before, they're going to be violent today. Whatever issue they had before, if they were a bum before, they're going to be a bum today. And that's just the reality, because for them to change, it would take an enormous amount of work. Most people don't want to put in the work. So this guy, we're talking about Shadi Robinson, the beautiful young lady out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The guy that killed her is a guy who had a history of violence. And all these killers, when you look back, you know, over their stories, you'll see there's a pattern there. They didn't just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to kill and dismember somebody. They've been leading up to that. Whatever a person has been doing, that's what they're going to do. Today and in the future, unless they have like a real major epiphany and they're willing to put in a lot of work and a lot of time, take a long, long time, they're the same person they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and you just have to be mindful of that. The other thing is, never, ever, ever go into people's personal spaces unless you really know them. She, according to this news story, she went to his home. And that's a no-no. She was young. We've all done it, and by the grace of God, some of us have survived it. But it's really, really dangerous to do that, because when you get to a person's house, like I was telling my students, you don't know who's in there. You don't know what's in there. And some of these people, you know, I'm not going to try to keep figuring out. They wake up in the morning and they plot and plan to do evil. I know people that from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed, their mind is not on anything righteous. They're not thinking about anything good. They're not trying to help anybody. They're just trying to do whatever evil they can do and fill themselves with evil or porn or whatever it is, because they're here and they're not connected. And that's what I want to say too, for women especially, you have to pray to God to give you peace about what he is and what has to be. So many women end up dying in situations like this because they're desperate. They're desperate for love. They're desperate to be in a relationship. Most women want to be admired and affirmed and appreciated by a man. Unfortunately, we're in some really, really bad times where if you took a man, my daughter always has me laughing when she talked about this, if you took a man from 2,000 years ago and you took one from today, they would almost be identical, because men have not evolved mentally and psychologically and emotionally, and nothing is encouraging them to do that. So the same man that existed 10,000 years ago is the same one that exists today. And that is because there has been no spiritual evolution or emotional or mental evolution. And so, unfortunately, there's not a lot out there for women. And I'm not a person that believes you should be angry at men. What I think you should do is just let them go. And I keep saying this, live and let live. When you see that you're not going to be in a relationship because men are not going to be righteous, so they're not going to treat you well, it's okay. You're not going to die. You're not going to go blind. Your legs are not going to fall off because you're not in a relationship. Yes, it may hurt sometimes because you may really want that, but you have to make peace. The only way to make peace is you have to go to God. You have to go to God, and you have to really, really strengthen your relationship with him. And he will give you a peace that surpasses all human understanding. And he will help you understand that it's better to be in a relationship with him than to be in a relationship with a man and you're having to deal with all these different problems. You're not here to be a caretaker. You're not here to be a bank. You're not here to be a hospital. All these different things that women find themselves facing because our men just won't surrender to God. They won't surrender. And so you can't make them. You can pray, but you can't make them. And that's the issue. And I just, you know, it hit me so funny, because before this story came out, I was doing some reflection every day. I try to reflect and learn. And when you become middle age, you do really start having a middle age crisis. It doesn't have to be a crisis, but you start to think about your life, start to look back, think about things. And I was just thinking about how I had never prayed to God about a relationship before I got involved. Like, I never thought out God and said, God, you know, should I deal with this person? Should I not deal with this person? I just sort of, you know, made decisions based on my emotions. And I dealt with people that I shouldn't have dealt with, and I wasted so much time. And I think I was just in my mind, I was starting to feel so much regret. Like, I could have done so much. I could have, you know, if I hadn't wasted all that time, because in the end, I got nothing out of that my input, my investment emotionally and mentally and spiritually in these situations, I got nothing out of it. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. So I was going through this regret, and I'm not even talking about them, because nobody put a gun in my head, nobody, or knocked in my throat. This is what I did to myself, because I'm one of those people, I believe the only way you're really going to grow as a human being You have to take full ownership of your life. As long as you're blaming somebody else, then you can never grow because you are a perpetual victim. But you have to take ownership and say, hey, I put myself in this position. I didn't have to pick up the phone. I didn't have to do whatever, whatever. I did this to myself, and I think I was going through that. Thank God I got the lesson now. Can't get me now. Can't get that time again now. But my point is that we have to make peace because you're wasting your time. Consult God. Should you go out with this person? You know, I'm looking at the killer and I'm thinking if I saw him, I would have automatically thought killer. You know, if I just saw his countenance, the first thing would come to my mind is killer. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe people don't see it like that. So I just really believe with, you know, it's all spiritual because what he did was spiritual. It was the spirit of darkness and evil that was amplified in him that you can go out and you can date a person and you can cut them up, you can rape them and kill them and cut them up. You know, we think of Hollywood has created this image of the devil as something that it's really not. It's a spirit. And it dwells within people who will let it dwell in them. And this man did. And that's why he did what he did. And so you got to pray. It's not worth it. I don't care what you think. It is not worth it. It's not worth getting a disease, losing your money, losing your mind, losing your life. It's so many ways. Yes, ideally, I believe that God's original blueprint was for men and women to be in families and have families and focus on the family. But if the man and the woman have to be focused on family. And when men are not focused on family, then you can't be with them if you are. You know, if you just want to even if you just want to have a romantic liaison, that's never going to lead to anything positive. You know, I tell you that, you know, this, you know, carnal lust and flesh, it usually nothing good comes out of that. And so this is just a sad situation. The other thing is this, be aware that people pretend. You know, I mentioned in the other first part of this is that I get a lot of spam. I get what they call phishing. I get these emails. But like I'm on social media and especially on Facebook, I get people, you know, send me friend requests. And because I am a business owner and I am on there, and I'm not on there as much as I used to be, I accept friend requests. If I look at a person's profile, it's okay. It doesn't look like anything too crazy. I'll accept it because I have actually made money through connections through social media. So I kind of, you know, if you want to be the friend, you want to see what I'm doing, you know, as a teacher, as a business owner, and you might be a real legitimate person who wants to give and contribute to what I'm doing, I accept it. But you know what happens a lot of times when I accept these friend requests from men, and they look like on the profile, they look like they're my age or older. Almost always on the fake profile, I have widowed. And they'll send me a message inbox. They'll inbox me a message. And I never respond to those. I used to just immediately meet people like that. I never respond. What I do is now when I don't respond, 2-3 weeks later, the profile and the message is gone because it was a fake profile. There are not that many widowed men on this planet that would know about me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's 8 billion people. Nobody is thinking about me. So these are fake profiles by somebody who is looking at me and they're thinking that they're going to be able to trick me into giving them some money. And this is why, you know, you go on YouTube right now, you got all these sad cases where women lost. I'm talking about, I mean, it's so much money. It's like, wow, $10,000, $100,000. One lady, she was on Tamron Hall. She gave a man that she met online $200,000. They supposedly had a relationship. They had a little romantic fling. They were supposed to get a house together. She gave him the money. First of all, if you're giving a man money you're already in a very, very dangerous and bad space. If you're even having money in your relationship, there's an issue. So that's something that I can do a whole podcast on that. Money should never be in your relationship. When a man mentions money, I'm going to say this again a million times, that's a red flag. Anything that's money related or your stuff related, it's a red flag. Not saying the guy's a bad guy. I'm not saying that if you see the guy, you can't wave. You have to let that person go. Because if somebody wants to take something that you have worked hard for and that you have earned yourself, that person is not fit for a marriage, because that's not what it's about. So I'm trying to tell people over and over again, women out here losing, even what's her name, Jennifer Lewis, the actress, some kind of way she got finessed out of a whole bunch of money. She did sue the guy. I think she exposed the guy. I don't know if she got her money back in her case. I didn't follow that case. But I remember that Gail, Oprah Winfrey's friend, talked about the fact that she gave some guy she was dating $4,000. The man asked her for $4,000. Now, mind you, if somebody is asking you for money, that means they think you have money. So if somebody's in my bank account like that, then I already know this is not the person for me, because I'm not a bank and I'm not interested in being a bank. I've never borrowed money from my family members. My family members have never borrowed money from me. That's a word I can't even relate to. So the man asked her, she said the man asked her $4,000, and she said that she gave it to him because he said that he would pay her back. He did pay her back, but she was saying after that, she couldn't see him the same way. And I understand why. Because if someone is asking for money and you give it to them, and this is another trick, then, you know, they're thinking, well, I can get money from you. And, you know, Gail is the best friend of the richest black woman in America. You know, and you don't, if you're a real woman and you've gotten up every morning and you work hard, you're not wanting to give your stuff away or your money away. You're not looking for a relationship for that. That's not, you're looking for someone that you can enjoy doing things with, period. It's not about money. You really are looking for a real companionship. Somebody you can talk to, and you want somebody that can, you know, at least they can pay their own way. They may not even have to give you any money, pay for you. But you're not interested in being a bank. You're not interested in being a charitable organization. So anyway, she gave the man the money. This keeps happening. People keep getting killed. One story, I did a whole podcast on it. The lady met somebody online and she traveled from the United States to another country. I want to say it was Colombia, I believe. She got over there. They have not found her. They have not found her remains. They don't know. Her family has been crying out. They don't know where she is. And that's what happens. There was a big case. This was many years ago, probably over 10 years ago. 2020 did a special on a woman who had received a large inheritance from her grandmother. She got involved with this guy. She was in like either North Carolina, South Carolina. The guy was like in California. I think they met online. They had a relationship. Now, the way he got her was, he really did some finessing. He flew her out to California where he was. He kind of, what they call now, this term, love bombed her, wine and dined her. So when he finally got around to ask for money, because when they ask for money, again, that's your red flag. Or they mention your stuff, red flag, telling you what I know now, not what I think. She gave him the money because she said, okay, well, he flew me out. He must have money. He might need, you know, I'm trying to be in a relationship. When that relationship was over, that man had gotten all her inheritance. It was in the thousands. She was trying to get the money back, and she was trying to expose him as a fraud. But here's the thing. She didn't have a case for a lawsuit because she gave him the money. She gave him her grandmother's inheritance. He didn't put a gun to her head. He didn't put a knife to her throat. Because once a person asks for money one time, or they mention money one time, let's say you give it to them, right? Okay, you want to help a brother out, he gave you some money, okay, I'm gonna give it back to him. But once he keeps asking, then there should be something in your mind that says something isn't right. I don't want to be in a relationship that involves money. I want to be in a relationship that involves companionship and doing things with this person and spending time with this person and going places. And instead, the relationship is, I need some money, and she's sending it to him. That lady was on 2020 crying, and you know, the man had moved on and he had used her. And what he had done was use her. And that's what so many women find themselves in. And I suspect that's what my fake profiles are. They don't know I'm laughing at them, and I'm also praying for them. Because you deal with me like that. You trying to play with me, I'm the wrong one. I am the wrong one. Because I'm going to deal with everything. And I told y'all about this, and I got to give y'all some updates. Your greatest weapon against evil is prayer. And I just want to end with this. Y'all pray. Pray, pray, pray in every way you can. Pray for your own healing so you're not desperate. If God wants you, I always tell people, if God wanted me to be in a relationship, I would know it. You know why? Because the man that God knows that I need would appear in my life. If the man that you need hasn't appeared, stop looking, stop accepting everything. Just know that God loves you more than you could ever imagine or think. He knows what's best for you. And if this is a season that you should be single, embrace that. And during this time, don't sit around moping that you don't have a relationship. Use this time to create. I have emphasized on Bad Thought Therapy the importance of going from crying to creating. God has made us creators. And I have been able to get so much done when I, you know, last 10, 12 years, when I first began my healing journey from, after being in a relationship with someone that kind of had a revolving door. And I was like, wow, you know, and I've just look back and I think about this. I'm like, Lord, I did this to myself. So I had to go through some things. But I'm going to tell you what I know. When you let that go and you begin to just totally surrender to God, ask God to give you peace. Ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to show you what He desires. Ask Him to give you the strength to align your will with His, because that rebellion is only going to make you frustrated and feel disappointed. And I know people like that. Again, my age group, I'm like, wow, they're still out here and it's not going to happen. Another thing is, if you're in a desperate state, let's say that God did bless you with a righteous and healthy man, you're not going to be fit for him if you're desperate. Because you cannot make a man your God. You cannot make a man your idol. So if you're fixated on this person, and I was there at one point in my life, and I was telling a coworker, I said, you know, really had to ask God to forgive me because I had made this man really my God. And I didn't even, and here I am really idolizing this person, not even thinking that this person hated my guts, you know, didn't love everything that he did was indicating that he hated me and disrespected me. The ironies of life. But I just thank Almighty God. Thank Almighty God that I have my life. I have my sanity. I have not lost everything. You know, I just thank God for that, because I could have, because that's where I thought it was love, but it was really something else. And I'm still trying to figure out what it was. But I don't want any person to go through this. And of course, I don't want anyone to lose their lives. There's so many young women. That's why I talk to my students. They're losing their lives because what they really want is natural. They really just want to be loved. They want to be in a romantic relationship. And it is easier said than done. And the only way you're going to get through this is it's going to take prayer. And then, you know, when you get to this, when you really get with God and you align yourself with the God that made the sun and the planets and the moon and the stars, when you get close to Him and you focus on Him all day, every day, you'll be able to do what you need to do, and it won't be such a struggle. You'll be able to let people live. You know, and that's the thing that I didn't get. I used to try to psychoanalyze, you know, people, and you know, why they do what they do, and I, you know, why did this person do this? All these years I've known the person. You know what I said? I'm not even gonna spend my time on that. I'm going to spend my time on now with what I've been given and what I've been left. God has blessed me to use my time wisely, to create, to enjoy, and just let go. And again, when I see people on the streets, I'll wave, speak to them, but you just don't get involved. If they're not going to treat you right, there's a case that I'm going to end this episode that I just saw, and I'm going to do a podcast on. It's about this woman. Her boyfriend is a boxer, and she alleges that he brutally beat her and raped her in the relationship, and so she finally got a restraining order against him. Restraining order was approved, and you know, she's alleging all these things, but what it is that, and this is something that's weird that happens when you let a person mistreat you. I keep saying people are not going to change. And it's not because they can't, it's just because it's the work. When you let people mistreat you, guess what they're going to do? They're going to feel like they can always mistreat you. Whatever you accept and you allow, a person will just keep doing that over and over and over again. And even when you say enough is enough, they're going to still keep trying, because they have even become conditioned to being able to do it. Because some people, again, I don't know why. They just not connected to the Most High God. They don't fear God. They don't fear God. Because if you feared God, you would have a reverence for women. Women are the people that God has made to bring forth life. Everybody comes through that uterus through a woman. And when men don't have the respect for women, they can beat them down, and they can rape them, and they can mistreat them and try to kill them and poison them and beat them and all these different things. I'm telling you what I know. The wrath of God is on them. And I say let them go. I say let them go. The young lady got out of it. From this case, I'm going to do a podcast on this one. I don't think they had kids, but she got the restraining order. But what she described was disturbing. But you know what? I keep saying this. So many women are going through what she went through. So many women, and sometimes they end up not being here anymore. And I fear for her life, so I gotta pray for her. But I don't know what's going on with our men, but something's going on. And so I need you all to stay in prayer. That's your greatest weapon against evil, is prayer. So, beautiful people, I'm gonna get off. Y'all remember Shawty Robinson? Please pray for her family and her friends. Learn the lessons from this story. Teach these lessons to other young women so that this story doesn't keep happening. This story can stop happening in the media. Peace and abundant blessings to each and every one of you. Take care.